Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
This ain't Texas.
You can't hold 'em.
Oh, I was, when I tell you that, like, it takes, you know how sometimes it takes me like a minute to get what's going on? Like, I get a joke like 45 seconds after.
Mm-hmm.
15 minutes after that ad, I was like, why am I still thinking about it? Like, there's something that, like, it just couldn't get it out of my head. So then I Googled it and it was like, bitch, it's the ad. I was like, oh my God. It took me 10 minutes.
I just want to talk about the brilliance of all this because, first of all, we have her song. I can't even. I'm sorry, there's an animal in here.
Okay, I was like, is that one of the kids? Like, they got shorter than I remember.
She is really licking her cat. It's a little dog.
Well.
And it's, she gotta get out of here.
We have all our things.
And I tell you, these two bitches have been fighting.
Yeah, they don't like each other.
Like, legit, like, one will just walk by the other and just, like, hit their paw. And then it goes into a full-on fight. And one of them is 14 and tiny, and one of them is almost one and gigantic, and they just are scrapping. And I was just like, we gotta separate the two of you.
Gigantic is actually a vast understatement. This dog is the size of Melissa.
Yes, it stands on its hind legs, and we are the same height.
I think if it was fully extending on its hind legs, it would be taller than you.
No, when it's the picture that I sent, is they're a little shorter. When they're fully extended, we are the same.
Okay, because I was gonna say, I think even fully extended, I think like they might have an inch or two on you.
Yeah.
Big dog.
But back to this. So Beyonce released a song that was first available in the movie theater for Renaissance when you went to go see the film, called My House. And people were like, why are we just now dropping this song right now? It's a very like upbeat song. And what's been happening is that they've been playing it on a lot of things for sports. So it's a great song, but like it's been very like sports driven on like commercials sports for ball. Sports. It's been there.
She said, and Carrie Underwood, step aside.
Yes. And so for this Verizon commercial, that is the song that's playing at the very beginning of this Verizon commercial that drops during the Super Bowl. And I was like, first I was like, are we getting visuals? Because it looks like a music video. I was like, we're finally getting the visuals. Here we go. No, it's just a commercial for her.
Behind every strong woman is Tony Hale holding her purse.
Yes. Yes. It is. Tony Hale is being his character in Veep, who I've met him. He was on Not Too Deep. And nicest man ever.
Oh, yeah. Like, of all of the people, like, he's in the top, I would say top three of people. You're like, he's the greatest. Like, he's, you spoke so highly of him that it made me love him even more.
Yes. And so I was like, perfect person to have in this commercial with Beyonce. And what a good commercial, because we've got calls to Barbie, as they said in the commercials. We've got like AI in there. We've got the moon. We've got, which is, you know, like, I'm surprised there wasn't a play on Alien Superstar for that, but we get the undertones. But what else? Oh, we had the Twitch.
Oh, that was a good thing
in there, which she has now has a username on Twitch. If you go, you can follow her.
She is like Slayonce. So smart.
Yes. And so like it was already like My House was already like ingrained for sports things.
Yeah.
And then drop this during the Super Bowl. And then she's been dressing in more like the Renaissance Act One was all like futuristic.
Cowgirl. Yeah.
Cowboy. And now we've got contemporary cowboy.
I have to say, and when she showed up to the Grammys in a big cowboy hat, like she could show up wearing anything and I just wouldn't question it. I wouldn't be like, people are like, oh my God, Easter eggs, what does this mean? I go, she's just setting this, like it could be like she shows up. It's like Lady Gaga showing up in a meat dress. I'm just like, so this is what we do now. Like, okay, whatever she says. Yes, my Lord.
Yes. And then at the end of the commercial, she says, drop the music. So I immediately go, because I was just watching. I actually was like catching up on work stuff during the Super Bowl and it was like on, but I was doing work and then I just stopped what I was doing to watch Usher. But then I hear her talking, so then I go back to look at the TV to see what's going on, and then the commercial says drop the music. So I'm like, we're getting new music obviously. So I go to Apple Music, nothing's there.
Title.
And then I go to her website and I see that there should be music on Apple. There should be music on Spotify and also Tidal. Wasn't working on Apple Spotify. When I clicked the link to go to Apple, it said can't find it. Click the link for Spotify, can't find it. She's pushing people to go to Tidal.
Yep.
It finally shows up like maybe 15 minutes later on Apple Music. First it was Texas Hold'em and then 16
carriages.
I was like, it's not candles, carriages. No. And then 16 carriages. And I was like, I love it. I'm here for it. You know, on my vision board, I had a black cowgirl. I was like, clearly I have something.
Well, she's your cousin.
She's my cousin, but I really need to tap into these abilities that I have. And you remember what you asked me? You said, do you have Beyonce's visuals on your vision board?
And you didn't know it, but you did.
I did.
Wow. No, there is something about both of us. And I think it's like part of the reason why we're like so in sync. Like we're both a little psychic and we both like actually like we let it passively happen. And then like it happens. We're like, oh, wait, fun, cool. But like, I do think if we put the time and energy and effort into this, like we could harness this for like some powers.
Yes, I think so, too.
I heard 16 carriages first And I like kept then seeing the pictures of like, they're like similar look, but they're not the exact, like the cover art is like slight, it's obviously different cover art. But then I kept seeing the one from Texas Hold'em and I was like, I'm not seeing this anywhere. Like what, yeah. Where is this coming? And then I kept like refreshing the visualizer. And then I saw someone post a TikTok dancing and I was like, shut the fuck up. This is, and so that was like a 12 hour delay reaction after my 10 minute delay of realizing that she was dropping new music. And I the honky tonk spirit lives inside mm-hmm. of me. When I tell you, like, you just can't help, it just takes over your body. You start moving and shaking. And as somebody who like has historically, like I've always liked country music. Mm-hmm. I don't love contemporary country. And I haven't in like, probably since like 2014 is probably like when I kind of like dipped off. Maren Morris was like the only one who I was like, okay, I can come back for this voice. And like, you know, I loved Casey Musgraves. I don't love men in country, but who mm-hmm. does?
I mean, we love Rascal Flatts.
But... Well, Rascal and his flats are iconic. An exception.
Yes.
They're truly.
Yeah. I'm going to go more into myself for But Am I Wrong?
Oh, okay. So
tune but in on Thursday. But like, yes.
It's just so like, I'm like this. I'm having the same feeling as I did when Taylor Swift said, hey, I'm dropping a folk album and featuring like Bon Iver and The National. And I went, I'm so sorry. What? It's Beyonce being like, hey, I'm about to fucking grab country by the bullhorns, mm-hmm. swing it around and get ready to shake. Like, it was just like, it feel like, thank you. Like, I'm just like, this is the best thing that could have ever happened.
Yes. Yes. And the dances that have come from God. It, people are trying to figure out what's going to be the official one.
And they're, it's just like, she makes such flawlessly crafted and executed music mm-hmm. that like, there's just something, there's nothing like Beyonce dropping a new song because you don't even need a full album. You can listen to one or two songs. You can just listen over and over and over again mm-hmm. because like, there's like nothing in it that you're like, oh, I don't really like that. It's just like, it's so perfect. It's like, it's a, what's the, they call it for like an audio, but like an auditory stim. So like when mm-hmm. like, you know, it's that, like it just scratches every itch in my brain. And I'm like, I'm just, I love it.
So freaking good. So freaking good.
And one of our favorite tweets was Beyonce, I can't believe it, Beyonce just proposed at Usher's wedding.
I mean, that's what happened. But like even Usher, that such a good show.
One of my friends from high school just posted that she posted on her Instagram story being like, when you enjoyed Usher's performance a little too much, so your husband has to buy you tickets for Valentine's Day.
My knees hurt.
I mean, I want to fire whoever was mixing the sound, but I want to rehire them after the 5 minutes when they pulled their shit together. Like acting that under pressure was incredibly impressive.
Well, I will say, if you go listen now,
oh, yeah.
Someone's specific vocals are different than what we heard at the show.
It's giving.
And it had nothing to do with a mix.
No, no, no. They said, let's not mix it. We got one already. Let's roll the tapes. Yeah. It's very much J-Lo on SNL.
Uh-huh.
And J-Lo, but, I'll stand by it.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say the difference maybe with J-Lo on SNL, it's still this person singing.
Well, life is a mystery. There are so many questions.
Let's put a pin on that. I will want to come back to that specific subject.
Okay.
But I just want to Usher, like, and he got married. Like,
when did he have the time? That was my question. Right. I go, at what time interval? Was it before? Also, did you see that video of him leaving where he's like got a blanket wrapped around him and everyone was like me going from my couch to my bed being like, mm-hmm. everyone. I was like, so like, was it before or after the blanket? Like, when did you, when?
What an incredible being. He also married someone closer to his age than previous people that he's married and or dated. So,
and good. In the opposite direction, and you might assume.
Yes, yes. I do want to say he usually is with someone who is much older than him, mm-hmm. Which we've talked about numerous times on this show. But closer this time.
He was just so incredible. And I think what made him so incredible was that like the first, specifically the first 30 seconds, but like it is like the first minute, is so bad. Like it is the sound, it's horrible. And he is such a fucking pro that he does not let it, it doesn't fucking matter. Because like the sound mix is not just, if it's bad on TV, it is even worse in like at the
playback he's getting.
It'll be so bad. And so like he knows it's bad and he doesn't fucking flinch and he collects it so quick that they then have to collect it even quicker and fix all of that shit so fucking fast. I was like, you are... I mean, we obviously knew multi-talented, like consummate professional to a point where I'm like, you can like put you, why haven't you been on Broadway? Like you are someone
He has been on Broadway.
I'm getting back in my Broadway era because I just found out Cordon Bleu is on Broadway.
Yeah, I knew that too. He's in a Little Shop of Horrors.
He's in everything. He's been in Chicago. Constant Wu too. What?
He's been in Chicago. Playing Billy Flynn.
Oh my God. 2006. I only missed it. Wow.
Yep. He was there for 6 weeks.
It is pretty hard to Google it because ushers are something that happens in the theaters.
Yes. Did you see the Barbie little skit that they did on the Barbie TikTok account? Probably the Instagram too.
Okay, let me look.
I'll send it to you real quick.
Oh no, that is... I need him to go back then, okay? I need him back. It seems like he just debuted in 2006 in Chicago and hasn't come back. But like, that man is so fucking talented.
Mm-hmm. He used to act more too.
I know. And I to me, it seems like he loves performing in a way that I don't necessarily know that he would like that he gets that same satisfaction from like film or television. But I could he could feed off of that energy live. Like, I would kill for that. Wait, which word did you send it to me?
I sent it as a text.
Is this us? There we are, watching the Super Bowl together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed with how gay Ken is. That's so fun. I'm literally, I'm obsessed with like, they make someone like so overtly gay and things and people are like, oh my, and then they see someone who's, then it's like actually addressed as being gay. They're like, stop, don't do that. Just bring back the other one. I'm like, Ken is so gay. I love that. That is us. Yep.
Uh-huh.
We look so cute. And it's very similar to us because when we're sitting down, we are quite similar heights.
We are same height.
Yep.
Yeah, so great job, Usher. I like this whole, like, he's also having his own kind of, like, renaissance moment. Because he had his Vegas residency, does the Super Bowl, and now he's going on a full-fledged tour. And he dropped a new album, too, this week.
Oh, I missed that.
Yes.
Oh, Mott is going to be so excited. You have to, you know who's incredibly critical of the performance? Mott. Specifically because he didn't do Mott's favorite song.
I hope it's not what I think it is. What?
What's it? What? Name a song.
It's not Daddy's Home.
First of all, no, because the fact that Usher has a song called Daddy's Home, and if that was Monty's favorite song, he would never hear the
that
end of it.
That is why I was like,
I never
not?
Heard of that one. No.
It goes, Daddy's Home. It's all over TikTok.
I rebuke that.
But people are using it, like, not in the way that the song is. More of an annoying way.
Well, that's good. His favorite is... It's one who's... Someone's in, on it with him. Is it Ashanti?
It's not Love in This Club, is it?
No.
Which I was going to say, that's a great one that I don't think he did.
Mons is going to, if he could hear me right now, trying to remember that, he would be like, I can't, like, this is the best song in the entire fucking world. Oh, My Boo. No,
he
that's what they do with Alicia
Boo.
Keys. No, 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 not that one.
I was about to say.
I was about to say
100%.
It's a similar title in the shortness and something like it's a do. It features another woman, so it's got a similar kind of vibe. Honestly, maybe it's not even an. Maybe it's Usher feature, like someone else featuring Usher. But he was like, it's like he like literally just refuses to enjoy the performance because he feels like so personally slighted because Mott's is, he loves Usher. So like he should have loved this, but like felt so jaded. And he was like, nah, just this, you know,
Now it's like gonna bother me. What is this song?
I wonder if he's still on a call. Babe? What's your favorite Usher song? You Remind Me.
Nobody else is on that song.
Is it just him on that song? Oh. I thought it was the one he had with the duet. Okay, thank you. What? Okay. He's like, of course. So yeah, that was his devastation, was like he could not believe.
I can understand. That's one of his best songs.
Yeah, it's anytime we're in a car, that is usually the first song he puts on. Like that is the opening credits to his life, is that song. He knows every word. And I don't say that lightly, because he thinks he knows a lot of words for a lot of songs and he doesn't. That one, every word.
I've realized I don't, like, I've listened to numerous songs numerous times, and I don't know the words to a lot of, if the music is not playing, I can't sing that song.
Understandable. There's, like, a specific time period in which, like, if I tried, I could not forget the lyrics to every song off of Ashley Simpson's autobiography, but, like, there, it gets to a certain point in time where any song I learned past the age of 20,
mm-hmm,
I cannot be guaranteed to know the lyrics, but like I could have heard a song and listened to it repeatedly when I was 16. Those lyrics are, it's like I reached capacity at 20, and then the rest, it's like best of luck. Hope you remember. Well, now I've got it stuck in my head. So it was great. I was devastated that Bieber did not perform, but I did love the memes that came out of it and everyone just like putting on clown makeup.
Well, maybe he wasn't feeling up to it.
No, everyone saw him in the stands and they were like, maybe he's just going to like run backstage before. I was like, that's not going to happen. Like, he's watching the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Like he's not about to perform. Do you also see the tweet where someone said, I would have loved to be in the room. I would love to know the person, how they had to explain to Beyonce who Tony Hale is. Like explain the whole bit. I was like,
I feel like so she funny. Watched Veep.
Well, she's such a, like she constantly surprises people with that stuff where like I could see her being very polite and someone like doing all of that. And then she'd be like, oh, and then like making a reference and be like, Beyonce, did you watch Veep? And she's like, yeah. And it's like, what?
Like she's made references to like Real Housewives stuff. Like,
oh, no way.
Yeah. And like she's made like in just like interviews and stuff. And so, yeah. And she said that she has like a burner TikTok account.
Yeah, because she will reference people
yes.
live in the shows. And people yeah. are like, Beyonce, send me a sign. And then she goes, here's a sign. And it's like,
yep.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She'll like wave and like, or literally say their name in a concert if she sees them. So that means like she actually like knows yeah. who these people are. Yeah.
No, I think there's a reason why she's so, like such a trendsetter and so ahead of the curve. It's because like you can only do that if you like the phrase like, oh, you've got your pulse on it. Like, no, you have to have like already consume everything and understand everything to then know the next thing. And like, that's why she can do what she does. Yeah. I just feel like we were so lucky for a Super Bowl that like, I truly did not care about at all. Between Beyonce and Usher, I was like, we can pack up and go home. Like,
right.
Thank you. This is amazing.
And I guess people that like to watch football on the regular, they had a show went to overtime, so.
Yeah. But if you are anyone who is not a fan of the Chiefs, aka every other team, everyone I know was rooting for anyone except the Chiefs. And so.
Yeah.
That didn't end up so well. And then the parade, horrible.
Terrible.
Horrible.
So sad. And they're saying it was just two people that got in a fight with each other.
Yeah. And it's awful. And it's also like, I can't imagine how frustrating it is to live in a place where the people that have been elected, whether or not you voted for them or not, but like the people who govern you have said things that are like so callous and ignorant about gun laws, and then it happens in their own backyard and that doesn't change the stance. Like it's dystopian, like living someone asking for your money, your taxes, your vote, and then being like, I also don't care about your like well-being. Horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Yamen Spa Styler Hair Tool that we both have. We have their blow dryer, and this is doing something that I've never once seen before on a blow dryer. It's got red light therapy, but the thing that I am the most excited about, because I literally just opened my package, it's got a scalp massager attachment. Like, what? What? Hello, my scalp is so incredibly excited. And as someone who has been a big fan of like Korean and Japanese beauty that I've like very much gotten into, specifically skincare, and I've started dabbling into makeup, I just know that like hot tools... Oh, I'm sat. I'm ready and I'm primed and my scalp cannot wait to be massaged.
I am literally sitting here with it in my hand as we're talking. It's so, first of all, it's well made. Like, it fits great in my hand. It's not too thick. I have tiny hands of a child and it's not too thick in my hand. And then also the attachment for the massager, it's just so, like, I'm rubbing it against my hand and it's just so soft and flexible and just invigorating that I'm really excited to get this thing on this scalp.
I'm so excited because I have to say, blow drying your hair is, in diffusing your hair, all of those things, it's a time consuming process. So to be able to be like, let me take a break and treat myself, give myself a little head massage, do a little red light therapy, like, fantastic. Plus, it's lightweight, so your arm's not gonna get so tired. Absolutely tired. And yeah, very ergonomic, fantastic.
Yamen is a leading Japanese beauty brand, blends modern technology with traditional beauty rituals to revolutionize the industry. Their US brand portfolio includes Makanai Pure Beauty, MediLift, Mineral Air, and Yamen Tokyo, Japan.
To experience the future of beauty, you can visit yamenusa.com and use code BLAMEME for a 20% discount. That's BLAMEME at yamanusa.com. That's yamenusa.com for 20% off using our code BLAMEME. The last thing I'll say about the Super Bowl, never in my life have I ever been attracted to a football player. Like, football players are not like my type, and it's because they scare me. And the aggression that we saw from specific person, gave me chills. Do you remember this?
Who specifically? Are Travis, you talking about Travis yelling at the coach?
Uh-huh. The ick that I felt, and I did see...
I thought you were saying you were attracted to that.
No. I've never once experienced attraction to...
Okay, that's why I was...
Oh, no.
Y'all couldn't see. I was like, what?
Well, we've said it before. What I don't trust is a thick neck. And there is just something about, like, the trying to be a human shield, like, so, like, just being like, and it just, but I saw a clip of Giggly Squad podcast.
Who is that? I don't know who that is.
I think they were on a Bravo show where they go on vacation over the summer in a summer house. Hey, good name, because I did naturally get there as describing it. Never
they
seen
also
the show.
Have Winter House too.
Ooh, chilly. And one of the girls, I think her name is Paige. I so understand her. I very much relate to her. She was like, winning the Super Bowl is like kind of an ick. Like, ooh, don't be like the best. Like, that's so like, stop trying. This is like a lot. They were like making a comment about how if they were like, and God forbid, if a woman was participating in her passion and got a little heated or anything, they would go, and this is why women can't be president. Mm-hmm. And we see that, and I'm just like, wow. So yeah, that was alarming. But hey,
thank you,
Usher,
I guess.
Yeah,
but yes, thank you, Usher.
Thank you, Usher. Thank you, Beyonce. Thank you, Tony Hale.
Yes, Tony Hale.
Honestly, like, that's such a huge compliment to him that, like, Tony Hale, if you weren't in this commercial, it would have been worse. Like, you actually made this better. And like, usually when Beyonce does something, I'm like, you throw in anyone or anything, like, that's fine. Like, it's still the same. But like, I do think he even elevated that. And that's an incredible, incredible skill and a talent to have, is to add on to Beyonce's greatness and not just be like ornamental.
Yep. And he's been part of two of my favorite white people behaving badly shows. You never watched
Arrested Development?
Arrested Development. Did you ever watch that?
No.
Mott's, I feel like it's a show that you and Mott's would absolutely love.
Mott's has seen it. I should ask him if he thinks it's a Megan show. Because there are some shows that he tries to get me to watch. Okay.
It is.
Well, I believe you.
If you like Veep, you'll like Arrested Development. Even though they're very like different. But mm-hmm. I think you'll like it. It's also like Schitt's Creek. But just like the worser version of them. Like Schitt's Creek is very like... heartwarming,
mm-hmm.
where Arrested Development, same situation, but just horrible people.
Okay. No, I think I would enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it's my turn to get to pick things, because Mott's, after we watched all of the Kingsman ones, he goes, let's watch the Kingsman prequel. And I was like, have you seen it? And he was like, yeah, it's good. It's like the origin story. And we start watching it. Melissa, I literally turned to him, I go, is a woman going to come on screen at any point? And then I was like, this is a history movie. I go, is this real? And he goes, well, all the things we're talking about are real, but like, it didn't actually happen like that. And I was like, so I have to pay attention, and it's based in history, but like, these things actually didn't happen in the way that they're saying they happened, but they did happen. So I have to have the backstory and the knowledge to know the very niche fucking historical situations that they're talking about, and how like, well, it is a comedy thing because he actually wasn't there. It was this other guy. And I'm like, the fuck? And there was one woman. First of all, they're talking.
What was
so
the name
quiet.
Of this?
The King of Mans, the Man of Kings, King of Queens, what is it called? Kingsman prequel. It's called The King's Man. I wasn't wrong. They're all speaking so quietly. They're having like, who can be more subtle and who can be more quiet when acting? Like, it is so offensively British. In like derogatory, I was like, I need you to speak up and I need you to act. And then a woman comes on screen for 10 seconds and I can actually follow the plot point and I understand what's going on. And I'm like, great, wonderful. And then she's gone, shit again.
I don't remember hearing one thing about this movie.
Me neither. After an hour and a half, I was like, we have to turn this off. Like, this is horrible. And here's the other part that is so bad. So they're like presenting all of this and like Rasputin's in it. And to be super like transparent with everybody, my knowledge of Rasputin is the Dance Dance Revolution song. Mm-hmm. That's what I know. And they're mm-hmm. framing this of like their people like cloaked in these big furs on this long dark table. And they're talking about sinister things. And we're supposed to think they're sinister because the man whose face is in shadows passes out these little rings. And inside of the ring is cyanide. So if the plan doesn't go accordingly, they have to take the cyanide. And I was like, okay, so why are they bad? And then we're hearing about all these other people. And it's like, okay, so we stole your land. We did this. And I was like, babe, whose side are we supposed to be on? Because, like, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know how history went about, but you're making me think that Rasputin was on the right side of this because you're just telling me, like, the whole thing. And again, like, I don't know what the accuracy of this, but it's supposed to just be like, oh, the poor British, they were just roped into this. They didn't want to have to do it. And now these people want their land back. So we have to kill them all. And I was like, I'm not rooting for the people they're supposed to make me root for. And it's just like, why? It was so, I can't even explain to the point. Like, it was like Lincoln level boring, but it's not factual in that sense. But there are other things that Mons is like, oh yeah, that's completely spot on and factual. And I was like, pick a fucking lane, be Inglourious Bastards or be Lincoln. You can't just be like, and at least Inglourious Bastards, it was like, hey, let's murder all the Nazis. And I'm like, wonderful. I'm here for it.
I see it's a pandemic film. So I guess that's why I didn't hear about it. But they're making a sequel. A sequel to the prequel.
No. And this is the log line. One man must race against time to stop history's worst tyrants and criminal masterminds as they get together to plot a war that could wipe out millions of people and destroy humanity. Again, I'm not claiming that I understand all of the history of it, but in the way that it was framed, I was like, you seem like the victim here. And I just can't believe I'm supposed to be rooting for these other people. Okay. Got a 6.3. 40% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. It's dropped since the Wikipedia article was written because it was at 41%. Mm. But I guess you can, you know, make something that was a critical failure, but still get a sequel to it.
Even the action scenes, like, it took so long to actually get to any of them. And the opening scene is truly so bad. They're in South Africa and I'm not even kidding, it's almost verbatim of being like, oh, what's going on here? And the mom goes, well, but she's talking this and we're talking in the British way of the whatever year that they spoke, so translate it into that. Well, some white people who look like us don't like black people, and those people are bad white people. But we're not those white people. We're good white people. We like black people. And then they die. His parents die. And then he's like, oh no. And then the quote unquote magical black man who is with him just stays with him for his whole life. And then it's like, oh, I have to go and fight in the war. And I have to do all these things to honor my family. And it's just like, because his dad didn't die. But it's just like, that's the opening sequence to this. And then we're supposed to have this of being like, this is why he then needs to kill these other people who are suffering, because they might kill other people. And I'm like, did we think this through?
Okay. Well,
also, is Orlando a royal name, or not royal, a Bible name?
No.
Okay. Because his name was Orlando. And to me, that just felt completely wrong century, because I think of Orlando Brown and Orlando Bloom. So like, I was like, maybe it's a Bible one, like Tiffany. That's like a sleeper.
No.
Like Aristocrat Orlando?
There's an Orlando in Shakespeare.
Oh, okay. So that's probably that. Reference them.
It's a Spanish form of Roland from the dramatic name or word meaning fame and land. So famous land. What?
Okay, as I'm reading the rest of this, there's a mid-credit scene. We eventually get to a Hitler part. I just want to say that that was not in my... I'm not saying that that was the right side of it. I'm saying how they frame all of this. They don't give enough exposition of... It's like you need to know history to know whose side you're... Whatever, but they don't fully fledge out any of the storylines or characters in that way. So you have to know, but then also not be stuck to knowing it so you can understand the references. I didn't finish it. So I don't want anyone to think that me being like Rasputin wasn't, they didn't paint him as a bad enough guy, means that he wasn't actually a bad guy.
Okay.
Just so everyone knows.
And even with the Hitler stuff, they don't actually name him, do they?
I don't think so. It says in the post-credit scene.
It's just a mustached man.
Yeah, introduces, and then, in the mid-credit scene, having assumed command of the Shepherd's organization, introduces Lenin to the Romanov's assassin, Hitler.
Well, the prequel, or the sequel to the prequel, will be based on Hitler.
Okay, yeah.
In an alternate history setting.
But like, make it alternate history? Make it alternate. Don't make it like almost exactly the same thing and then just like switch up some stuff that like you're not going to notice unless you are super into history like Moth.
Mm-hmm.
He had to keep pausing and explaining it to me. And I was like, so is that funny? And he goes, it's just kind of interesting that they would change that. And I was like, so what's the point?
If you're going to switch it up, go kill baby Hitler.
That's what I'm fucking saying, Melissa. That's what I'm goddamn saying. And then afterwards, to make up for it, we watched Deadpool 2, which essentially is, should we kill baby Hitler?
Yep. We've got Deadpool and Wolverine coming soon.
That trailer was...
I didn't watch it. You don't watch trailers.
I know.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Anything else, or shall we let
yes,
them
live? Yes, I did want to go back to the thing I wanted to put a pin in, which was the fact that we talked about J-Lo's performance at SNL. And then allegedly, and I'm saying allegedly because I don't believe it happened.
Allegedly with a capital A.
Yeah. Io allegedly apologized for the things that she said to...
She allegedly said.
She allegedly... Well, we know she said it.
We know she said it.
We know she said that part, that she apologized and had tears in her eyes. And this is all a recount by Jennifer Lopez, but we haven't heard anything from Io on this, have we?
No. Are you going to read the tweet that I sent you about that?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get to it.
So, you made a black girl cry. Oh, okay. I have so many questions. Like, the idea that this didn't actually...
Just in case people don't know, this is the quote. This is Jennifer Lopez says, she was mortified and very sweet. She came to my dressing room and apologized with tears in her eyes, saying how horrible it was that she had said those things. She felt really bad and loved my performance because we had just done my sound check. And she actually got to hear me perform. She was like, I'm so fucking sorry. It was so awful of me. It's funny, Lopez continued. I've heard similar things said about me throughout my career, so it really didn't affect me.
The idea that Ayo never said that and she sees this and she goes, okay, like, what is she supposed to do?
Right. And I think that is part of the brilliance that is Jennifer Lopez, is that she's always painting this picture of an idea of who she is.
And I respect it.
And I respect it. But I also just do not believe this happened.
No. And like we talked about it in Monday's episode, like in order to succeed in the arts, you have to have a high level of delusion. Mm-hmm. And I really fucking hate when celebrities and people who have made it pretend that like they're the exception to that rule, that they don't have delusion, that they're incredibly like that. They're like this sense of humbleness that like everyday people do not have, like this like, oh, who is me? Let's pull it apart. Like, I love the fact that J-Lo is like delusional. I can top that. Like, it's just like there's something that is so inspiring about that, that like we never have to lose it.
I think this is what I think happened. Maybe this did happen, but it was this situation. So J-Lo comes off a sound check. It is horrendous, like terrible.
Mic's not on.
Io and Ego, two Nigerian queens, are listening to said sound. Actually, they're just getting a snack and they hear said sound check and they are goofing like in a corner. Tears are actually in their eyes, laughing so hard. And Ego's like, I dare you to go apologize to Jennifer Lopez. And Io's like, you know, I am an Emmy winning actress. I've got this. And that is what happened. And it would probably, she probably did it with some humor. And because Jennifer Lopez is Jennifer Lopez, she thought it was earnest. And then she took it like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And that is what happened.
I think that she sent flowers to J-Lo's dressing room. And she said, J-Lo, the past is the past. I'm so sorry. Soundcheck sounded great, diva. Can't wait to see you tonight. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, mm-hmm. I think that's it. I don't even think they took a photo together. I think that was it. And then I think Ayo hid in her dressing room and then had a PA run interference so she didn't have to catch her face to face and said, I'll see her at the after party. If she goes, make sure you don't bring her over until I'm three drinks deep. I think that this was an exchange that happened printed on a card from a flower arrangement. And I think that like Lauren Michaels has some fucking explaining to do, because between this and the Nikki Haley aspect, I'm like, oh, so you hate women. Why are you doing this to women? It's like Lauren Michaels has it currently out for women and Bo and Yang. And I'm like, the girls and the gays are the ones who are keeping SNL afloat. Like,
yes,
stop. Stop, yes. Stop, stop. Like,
the only person
bow to
I
what
know
they
that
want.
Watches every single episode is Avia. I was like,
every single episode.
She loves SNL.
Like on tell like.
Yes.
When she
watches it live.
I don't think I've watched an episode. I've only seen clips. I'd never watched a full episode.
I used to watch it like all the time back in like heyday when we had
Amy Poehler
and like that time I was watching it every week without like question. I was watching SNL. I also like would get together with friends and we would watch it. Like,
oh, that's fun.
I loved it. And then it just got exponentially bad. I think I know what it is. I won't say it here, but I'll tell you off.
Yeah, can't wait.
But yeah, it's just no.
And like, there are so many people who
I
like,
will watch Io's episode though. I will watch it. I just haven't yet. I heard Avia said it's the best. Like, she watches it and doesn't think it's good, but she thought that Io's episode was the best that they've had in years.
See, I'll watch all of her like sketches, but I'm just not gonna sit and watch the, like, I can't explain the secondhand embarrassment I get from like people having to like announce the performer. Like, there's, I get so much anxiety watching something that's filmed live, because like things that are live should not be filmed. Like, you should just let them like be live, because like, you know, you tell yourself like, it's live, it's a one-time thing, whatever, but like, it's not. And so like, I get so much secondhand anxiety and stress for like everybody involved. And so I just like to prefer their YouTube sketches that are just like, they live online. And like, when people have to like do the in-betweens of like the like walking out or like, oh, am I leaving? Am I not? Like, I'm just like, oh my God, I feel so bad for you and the stress that you must be feeling. So, but I do love, ladies and gentlemen, her, like, that's the one that like, okay, I love that intro, that's a really good one. But I gotta watch the rest of her clips. I watched a couple, and she, like, I would be shocked if Lauren has not sent already at least 3 formal offers to ask her to do at least a season. Like, she is so fucking on. She's so good. Like, she's giving comedy troupe level, like, snap your fingers, shift, improv, quick. Like, she's so quick.
I saw one of them and I was like, she's not reading off a cue card, which most people are reading off a cue card. And I was like, she's actually like in this, so it's good.
It was just so fucking good. So good. Yeah, there's a handful of ones that have been great. Dakota Johnson's actually pretty. She's
actually
funny.
I did watch Dakota's full one because Justin Timberlake was also there.
Another
I did watch
Bowl
that
man.
Full episode live. I did.
Well, because you had to catch him. I don't want to subject artists I like to listening to their SNL vocals, because I'm a fan and I would never do that.
No, it was actually good. It was actually really good. And he premiered one song that, not his like lead single, he premiered another one that was excellent. And everybody was like, this should have been the lead single.
Justin Timberlake can't win. Something's getting in the way. Life's in the way.
He wins for me. W. Also,
and I'm happy
Brittany
for you.
Thought it was great too.
And she took it back. And then she
just deleted it.
Which means she took it back.
Or she just deleted it because so many people were, she was getting so much hate from other people. And she's like, I don't want this up because people are being mean.
Fair. Whatever you want, Brittany. And you know what? I'm happy that Justin Timberlake, in this trying time, he still has you.
You know, he has a lot of people actually, because I he has Avia, he has me, he has several people. I saw several people posting when he released his song, and I said, and I was responding to their stories on Instagram. So we are strong. There are numerous people.
I think that like, if you did a study about the age, I think you're all going to be within 24 months of each other, because like, I think there has to be a specific age where like, he becomes that for you. Like, he is like pivotal in your adolescence, and his albums hit through the specific years you're in them. Cause like, I'm too young for,
yeah, you are
like,
too young.
And specifically like the songs that like, what he was releasing was not relevant to my life at the time. And so like, that's, I think, part of the reason why some people are like such diehard Taylor Swift fans, is because like, they ended up in this specific like right time period of when she released whatever it is there. And there's something about it. Well, yeah. I'm happy he has all of you. It's tough to be Justin Timberlake.
I think he's doing no, just
he's doing
fine.
So fine. He's like doesn't even
I'm
know.
I'm fine.
He's like, I'm solid. Well, what a great time this has been, and we hope you all enjoyed, and stay tuned for the rest of the episodes coming out this week.